FYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
In a cold, faraway world, a battle is raging between evil and good. From the stones.
Perceptia here. Welcome to Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop?
Ratchet, if you take the chorus stop.
Transformers, defenders of truth, robots who fight in disguise.
Welcome to TFYLP. Everyone was just being quiet, so I just said that.
I was waiting for the live thing to go away to make sure we actually started. But yeah, welcome to TFYLP. This is episode 201.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah, today we're joined by...
It's a big milestone, 201.
Yeah, it's even bigger than 200.
You're right, because it's one more.
A space oddity.
Right.
Yeah, so today we're joined by Rick Alvarez.
I got two beers.
Two beers, Rick Alvarez. Tobias, the return?
Yeah, the return.
Tobias, boom. Back.
Another semi-return, Jason, Plasticon.
Yeah, you know, Plasticon. Hey, guess what? I got two coats.
Boo.
And then we have Jim.
Boo.
Oh, hey, everybody.
Do you have two of something? Don't answer that question.
Let's just say I was very blessed.
And then
that meets the
sideburn too. I just have water.
H2O.
But tonight we're gonna talk about figures that were never released. Rick has conjured up a crap ton of pictures of cool stuff that is on the internet, isn't on the internet. We'll find out.
Well, let me preface this by saying that there's this thing called Google.
Yeah.
And I Googled a lot of these images. So they have watermarks on them from their respective websites. And I tried to use the ones with the watermarks on them to give everybody credit.
But we're promised maybe a few things that very few people have ever seen.
There's always surprises when I'm on the show, baby. You knew that.
There is. I'm not always sure what to think, but there is.
Just be happy the camera's from the waist up.
That's probably the case in most for most of us.
Most, yeah.
So wait, we're all in compliance here. It's no pants.
Episode 201, no pants. That should be the title of this episode. I'm calling it right now. 201, no pants.
No pants.
Exclamation.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and let you take it away, Rick, because you're driving this train.
All right, well, I'm here in my new facility. I've been broadcasting from the kitchen of my old house, and now I'm in the garage of the new house until the basement's completed. So excuse the mess, but at least I have something toy-related in the background for once.
Yep.
All right, so a lot of these images are things I found online. So am I screen sharing now?
It is coming up.
All right, so let's just start with the old stuff. We're going to show a few things that a lot of you guys know about, maybe some not everybody knew about, but there are a few things which very rarely have been seen, if ever. We'll show those, we'll get into those later. All right, so here it is, the Unicron. This was actually from a display I set up at BotCon 2011, I think. Was it 2011? When I was working at Hasbro, I found that we had several of these, all handmade. The one that's in the robot mode here is the only one that was assembled correctly. All the other ones were assembled incorrectly. And the one that's in planet mode is the only one that I think could actually transform from what I remember. I was able to get the lights working on one of these guys. But there are more than two over at the Hasbro Vault, which hopefully they haven't been trashed because I heard a lot of my stuff got trashed after I left.
That would suck.
So I heard a lot of the G1 art got trashed after I left. So this was from the Vault book. This is, I think, a Takara version that they were going to do.
So now, I never got to see this thing in person. This thing was about, was it Fort Max height? Or was it
no, this was about a foot and a half tall.
Oh, a foot and a half tall?
And I know that, okay, so here's a story for you. Yokei-san, who was the head Transformers designer at Takara for many, many years, he told me the story that the tape that Orson Welles recorded the lines for the Unicron promotion, which I think was at Toy Fair, where they hooked up that wire to the back and it was hooked up to a speaker system and it was Orson Welles speaking, that tape might still exist in his garage. So imagine if you were to find that. That's not only Transformers history, but that's like lost tapes of Orson Welles. So this, the Takara version, looks like it had a little planet that, from what I remember hearing, had little scenes inside. Kind of like the, what are those? Little,
like the Viewmaster?
Like Viewmasters, yeah. Okay. And here's an old picture. This is the Hasbro one. But if you look, the gun, which didn't exist anymore on any of the versions that were at Hasbro, actually turned into a base for him to sit on.
Huh.
Unfortunately, I could not find any remnants of the gun.
So, do you know why that... did we ever get a definite on why that was canceled?
Who knows? Maybe it was cost, maybe because it wasn't a very righteous toy. I thought it was perfectly 80s, and I loved it.
Yeah, that thing was...
I got to mess around with that thing a lot. So this is the original Pretender shell from the 80s that the Oil Slick and the Power Master Optimus Prime from the Collector's Club is based off of. There was a couple of extra Pretenders that got to this prototyping stage but never made. The Spider here, the Forearm Spider. I think these were going to be called Deluxe Pretenders. They were a little bit bigger. And, yeah, there's a comparison shot. Is that the BotCon one?
I was about to ask, weren't those were going to be on kind of on the realm of what Grand Max's Pretender shell was like, about that size?
Yeah, I think so. I remember these were on display at BotCon 96 or 90 – yeah, I think 96 or 97. But here it is. Look, it says 8 inches right there.
Sweet.
So what it looks like – like maybe these had some articulation right here.
It looks like the arms did like maybe have like a bit of a swivel or something.
Yeah.
For the spider anyway.
Yeah. Just for our audio listeners, like to describe the pictures, we're obviously looking at Pretender shells here, right?
Right. So these were discontinued Pretender shells from the 80s that never made it to production. I think none of the stuff that we're showing tonight actually made it into production. These are just samples, prototypes. These two guys, these two pretenders, the spider and the monkey, which the Bakan oil slick was based off of, had both had repaints of them, apparently.
I would love to see this, and I'm pretty sure, you know, Sideburn would probably be on the same path here, but that pretender shell for that spider, that would make a really nice Tarantulas.
Well, yeah, when I saw the, because one of the pictures was the, like, purple, yellow, and gray, and I was like, man, that looks like a pretender Tarantulas. Because,
that one.
Same thing with the club, like, Oil Master. With the release they're doing as Optimus Prime, I was like, man, they really missed. I think it was a little bit of a misstep, at least in my personal opinion, not to paint him up like Primal. And I realized they were trying to make him look like both versions of the Pretender that they showed.
The prototypes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I would have loved to see it as Primal.
So this was a MicroMaster base, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the MicroMaster ramps here. I don't know if this was a prelude to Countdown or if this was something that came after Countdown, because it looks like a lot of the detailing here in this panel are reminiscent of Countdown.
Yeah, I agree.
I was thinking
a pretty big piece as well.
Well, this one here to me was more on the lines of maybe, because it looks more like a battle station, like possibly maybe a counterpart to Countdown that would have been probably a Decepticon version.
Oh, instead of the jet one, what was
that? Yeah, well, Skyhopper. If you see the, do you have any photos of it folded up? Because I've seen photos of it folded up.
Here it is.
There it is.
Or this is, yeah, that's it, right?
And it actually has a handle on top, so you can pick it up and carry it.
Transforms into a suitcase.
Kind of like a lunchbox almost,
box? Because of the size of this, that it would have been an Autobot base. Just because of its sheer size. It's
almost clearly, looks like a Ghostbusters trap.
No, it's clearly a Jawa sandcrawler.
I don't know. I would have loved it if they would have released it.
So some of these ideas, like this one here, the UK Action Masters had something similar to this. This is looks like an Action Master vehicle where an Action Master can sit in, and then it becomes body armor. When I was at Hasbro, I found a ton of Action Master art, stuff that had never been seen before. I showed a few of them at a panel at BakCon 2012, I think it was. There was Action Master Blur, Cliff Jumper, which was a new mold, not a redeco of Bumblebee. Uh-huh. Thundercracker, which was a new mold and not a redeco of Starscream. Blue Streak was also a new mold and not a redeco of Prowl. The Predaking has been seen before. Mm-hmm. The Bruticus, the Superion have been seen. There was Hound. There was about 8 new Action Master characters.
This armor here it gives me a strong vibe of the GoBot power suits that we combine.
Yeah,
especially in the legs.
Well, what I'm really thinking of is like what Hasbro's doing now with the Titan Masters, with the little vehicles that they have.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It almost is reminiscent of that, or the idea that they're using now seems a lot like this idea. Which I think is kind of cool. Like the big thing that Action Masters needed was maybe a little more play value. And these things are really kind of interesting.
So I would say this is a deluxe Action Master vehicle. Something a little more advanced than, say, like the Wheeljack car.
And totally not ED-209.
Right.
It looks like like pipes got stuck halfway through transformation.
Actually, kind of dig that thing. It's pretty neat.
I actually saw this one up at a convention back in the early 90s.
This is the infamous G.I. Joe Transformer concept. Looks like it was about 10 inches tall.
That last one that you had up there before the G.I. Joe one, I was just going to mention, I was getting kind of a strong, like, Cybertron scattershot vibe from that. I wonder if maybe there was some kind of inspiration from this used in the 2005 figure.
I doubt it.
You don't think so?
No,
I was thinking G.I. Joe Snowcat.
Any of the stuff.
Yeah, I could see a Snowcat, yeah.
So, I think this was supposed to be for a G.I. Joe to sit.
Is that an air pump?
It looks like it might be an air pump.
Yeah, like an air rocket.
I'm going to sit right here on this orange clip.
Okay.
There was one thing I did find, which I showed at the G.I. Joe convention back in 12, which was an Omega Supreme, which was painted in G.I. Joe colors.
Hmm.
And actually had G.I. Joe stickers attached to it. I didn't find the whole thing. I only found parts of it. And I know for a fact that was definitely thrown out after I was gone from Hasbro.
Hello.
That this looks is from the Generations book. This is the Chrome Dome toy, the G1 Chrome Dome toy, but it's painted to look like RC. And I wonder if they ever got anywhere further than this.
And Don's not even here tonight.
Now, there was
I was about to say, Don's not here, but I actually did a painted custom RC with Spike Headmaster form out of that. Too bad he's not here to show it off.
This is one of those weird...
what in the world is that?
So I think this is part of the Pretenders thing where it's like, all right, there's an alien inside of a cube or inside of the shell, and then when you flip the shell over, it's a robot. And looks to be about 6.5 inches tall.
It's totally Lord Krang in his little walker.
I was going to attempt to describe this to the audio listeners, but I just don't feel like there is an adequate amount of words in the dictionary to describe
it. It looks like the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Krang with the original robot suit, pre-android suit.
Yeah, the little walker, the little two-legged.
The little gray walker, yeah. With Krang inside
and
of it.
That red mass. That red mass looks like red slime painted.
So this is not a G1 toy that was canceled. It is a G1 toy, but this was for later on. But I think the colors are awesome on this.
This is a Safety Megatron.
This is this infamous Safety Megatron. I've actually held this toy in my hand several times.
I absolutely love it. Like, I really wish this thing came out because it's just glorious.
There's so much potential. That could have came out and they could have put G2 logos on it. I'm sorry.
But you know what? Even today's safety standards, you wouldn't be able to release this at all, even if the whole thing was orange.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
So, all right, let's move on to something that has not been seen before, and I think this might be some news-making things. I'm eager to see what Jason's response to this is. This are the Cyberjets from G2 with new remolded parts.
Much chunkier. I dig it.
So the new parts are lower arms, the forearms, and new legs on this guy, and a new weapon. Plasticon, what was this guy's name?
There's Air Raid, and then
is this guy?
That's the Air Raid one, but there's also another one. Skyjack is the other one that's black and red and yellow.
Right. So I don't think these have ever been seen before. It looks like up top there's like treads on these parts.
It's kind of giving me that the Dreadwing kind of vibe, where it was half tank and half jet.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like the weapons plugged right on the bottom, and this thing's nice, and this is really cool.
So here you have a claw, which becomes this hand here, and then the drill. There's two drills. I would imagine one on each side to work as missiles, combined into one weapon.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like to me. I'm trying to... I guess the two little gray bits that are sticking out, those are his feet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these two parts right here, these are the feet.
Yeah.
So what do you think? This is something new G2 for you, man.
that is pretty awesome. A lot of potential there, considering those were ball joints that a lot of that stuff's attached to. So there's no reason why I don't see anybody possibly maybe render forms or somebody going through with a 3D printer and actually making those parts.
I don't know if they still exist, though. If these.
Oh, wow.
Wow, that's cool.
So this is the Strafe, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Strafe and also known as
Space Case.
Space case, yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
my mistake.
Looks like there was forearms, legs, a weapon, and then two other small guns that became weapons. What do you think? What do you think, Jason?
That is sick. I really like the way those. I mean, it's like they're almost taking almost the same type of thing and almost making like. I don't know if that's tank treads or if that's. Maybe just like extra booster rockets, almost like jet fire underneath.
Either one would be cool.
I like it. I think it's awesome. I'm kind of feeling a little bit heartbroken because I think we got kind of gypped a little bit on ours. Those would have really, I think those would have beefed them out and made them more appealing to people, especially with the new weapon instead of the claw arm with the friction missile.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know a lot of people had problems with the claw arms trying to break. That's Jetfire.
So this one has the satellite dish on top. It's got this kick-ass sword here. And it looks like there was weapons that also came out of the feet. Like, looks like these missiles under the wings attached to the legs and stuck out from the legs.
That sword is really freaking cool.
I love that. That's
that is
sick.
Like a Spartan sword from like 300.
Now that satellite dish, can that attach and become like a shield? Can he hold it?
Yeah, that's like he has it on his other arm.
Yeah, right here.
It looks like it clicks on the arm. Right next to the dish itself, you got that one part right there. That I guess that's the arm, and I guess that hole that's in the middle there is probably where that dish would have plugged in.
Okay.
That satellite looks like dish right there just makes me kind of giggle, but the. The idea of a fighter jet with a satellite dish on top of it. But.
Yeah. I wonder if the satellite dish. Does it look like it's connected? Like maybe it could spin? Like a buzzsaw or.
I think it's just the shadows.
No, I don't think it's connected.
It's got a little peg in the center.
Yeah, I think it just.
To be honest, I wouldn't have been surprised if that was like maybe like a. Where the. The satellite dish actually plugs into that hole. I wouldn't have been surprised if it was a spring-loaded launcher that just, like, launched it off. Like, pops off.
Like it's big enough to hold a spring-loaded launcher on there.
I think the idea there is supposed to be, like, a sword and shield type.
Yeah.
Maybe that
man,
was...
Man, that thing looks really... That thing looks really cool.
Like, I would have called this guy Spartan.
I love that.
He's got such a cool profile to him.
I think it really beefs out his legs. His legs don't look so scrawny.
Mm-hmm.
Here they are together.
Yeah, I think we got gypped on those fiber jets.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some really cool stuff.
Those all right, so let's move on.
Now,
you too.
The figures that we got in the cyber jets, would these others have been released in their place, or would these have been remolds in like in a later wave?
These were remolded for a later wave.
Okay.
Yeah. So I found some of this art while I was at Hasbro. Some of this made it into the Jim Sorensen, Bill Forrester book, The Art of Transformers. There was the G2 Swoop.
Yep.
And I think the reason there was another Grimlock that was going to come, the Tiger Grimlock.
It's freaking awesome.
It's badass to mix a tiger and a T-Rex together. I mean, which
totally wasn't an inspiration for Beast Wars Dinobot at all.
Well, this is the thing. You're seeing this as just like, cell art. All that blue would have been blue chrome.
Yep.
That would have been sexy. I'm sorry. That would just look badass. I mean, I've seen somebody do a custom of the Masterpiece Grimlock like this, and it looks pretty sharp.
Nice.
I love that. I've always loved that.
Yeah, so this is one of the pieces that I had at Hasbro, which unfortunately probably no longer exists.
I've done, I've actually made customs of the Swoop and Sludge. I actually have them both sitting on my shelf.
And for everyone listening in the audio, that was a picture of the artwork for a red Sludge.
It's like an orangish
orange
red.
Really. It orange? Yeah, it's almost like a
orange red.
Orange.
Yellow Grimlock with blue stripes and a South Florida green and blue Swoop.
the Swoop,
I wish that Grimlock
stuff flavors.
Taste the rainbow.
I wish that Grimlock would have been made because that's just amazing.
I don't know, anytime I look at that Grimlock, I'm reminded of the color scheme for Beast Wars Dinobot.
Almost.
That's true. Almost.
I mean, that was the popular pattern on dinosaurs at the time, anyways. Like that tiger pattern.
Sure.
I think they still put that on Jurassic Park toys.
Yeah.
So I don't have it pictured here, and I'm not sure if it made it into the Sorensen book, but the ramjet here. The art did exist for this, and unfortunately, I think it was painted over the original ramjet. A lot of people don't know this, but a lot of the G2 art was painted on top of the G1 art.
Mm-hmm. So essentially the G1 art went away when the G2 was made.
Yeah, in most cases.
Wow.
And that would have been named Sandstorm, correct?
I believe so, but I think on the art it said ramjet.
Now, is that a gold chrome canopy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been fragile at all.
And here's another ramjet. It says Navy on it, which is cool.
Almost Silver Bowl flavors.
I am trying to remember. I thought they had a name for that one, but I don't remember for sure. I love the digital pattern, though. The digital pattern is really cool on that thing.
It reminds me of some kind of like a racing flag or something.
Well, the other thing I'm noticing, you know, if you look at the...
on the wings, I see.
The pods he has. Uh-huh. I wouldn't have been surprised because it looks like they're separated slightly. I wouldn't have been surprised if those might have been like some kind of twist launcher or something like that.
Mm.
Or maybe an idea for like a twist launcher.
Oh, you mean on his arms?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure those are molded like that anyway, even in the Generation 1 ramjet.
They weren't that big.
No, those are bigger. Those are different.
Those are much bigger. What I was thinking is, because you have Dreadwing, and Dreadwing has that pod that you twist in order to shoot all the missiles off. They could have done similar engineering here to those to actually launch out missile.
That's what I'm saying, though. Those look identical to the G1 ramjet ones. Now Dirge's were slimmer because he just had the machine guns. But ramjet always had those larger bombs. And I'm pretty sure
These are bigger.
Yeah, they're much bigger, man.
Yeah, these are bigger, man. Just, you're outnumbered.
They're a lot thicker.
There's another picture of the Dust Storm. It's got the pegs on the back to attach the voice box thing from G2.
Which would have been sick.
Oh, yeah. So it did make it into the book, yeah.
Yeah, there he is.
So, Sandstorm. Yeah, look, Sandstorm.
I thought it was Sandstorm.
Sandstorm. Guys, I have to give it to Jim.
What I do? What?
Sorry, let me share.
Aha! I just pulled up a G1 ramjet.
Oh, are the missiles the same?
Those are the same.
Oh, wow.
Jim for the win.
Oh, man, you guys are getting schooled.
Well, wait a second here. Bring that back up real quick, if you will.
It's on there upside down on the one arm.
Yeah, I don't... Yep. I don't remember him having large ones like that, but I guess you're right.
Yeah, it was Dirge that had the more slim machine guns. And then everybody else just had the same regular launchers on the other four.
Okay, I guess you are right. All right, I stand corrected.
Yep. All right, so South Florida Mirage with the alligator pattern on the side.
Pink and green.
So...
Which, I can kind of plug this. I have a custom version of that, and I did scrounge around out on the internets and found stickers that were translucent, so I can actually make a custom version of that. And I have done a review and a commercial for that one.
What is he trying to blend into, a watermelon patch?
It's supposed to be an alligator. It is. It's an alligator on the side. It literally is.
G2 was just like Calle Ocho from Miami. That's all G2 was. Like South Florida.
Yeah, he's
trying to take place of what's it, Skullcruncher from the Decepticon Headmasters.
They got an additional hole in the pelvis there. Is that supposed to like mount the rifle in vehicle mode?
Yeah, he would have probably came with the same launcher that Sideswipe and also
Jazz
came with. So I wouldn't been surprised if that's what he came with.
So I got a sad story about one of these Mirage prototypes. I don't know how many there are out there, but I don't think he minds. My friend Maz in the UK, he was over here at BotCon 2007, which was in Rhode Island. So I was going to give him and my friend Paul a ride down to New York. So he had just purchased a G2 Mirage prototype, and I was in a rented vehicle, and I dropped him off, and then I returned the van, and he's like, hey, I need you to check the van. I left the G2 Mirage prototype in there. And no. Sure enough, it was gone. So they probably just trashed it.
Wow. Did you ask him to go through the trash or anything?
The car was gone. It was already like Enterprise rent a car, man. They don't sit on those cars.
Some kid is playing it, found a new toy in the back seat. Doesn't even know what he's playing with.
He did say it was broken. It was broken at the waist.
Ah.
What a waste.
Yeah, so they just found it and said that was just a toy.
Of course he went there. So this is the infamous Megatron Starscream, which is just a redeco of the Smokescreen Dreadwing.
So these look
actually it's close to the
colors of BB and Starscream from Beast Wars 2nd.
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are some differences between the two. I'm trying to remember where it's at. I know it's online, but they actually have like a lineup of all of them, including the prototype. And if you look at BB and Starscream versus Starscream and Megatron, the silver that's on BB and Starscream is non-existent on this one. This one here is just kind of a flat gray. And the heads are actually a little different color as well.
Yeah.
I actually just recently did a commercial for that one, and I have built a prototype doing a little bit of kit bashing, but I'll be explaining that in a review here in the future.
Oh, yeah, they're
so it also came, in the but it also came with glow-in-the-dark missiles.
Nice.
There's a couple of these in package samples that have escaped. And, you know, you hear the rumor that, oh, they were released in Italy. Maybe that's true. I don't know. But I know there's at least more than one in package samples of these. And that's the box for it.
Sweet. Hello.
Yeah.
Plasticon, take it away.
This was going to be a version of G2 Sideswipe, being just the California screaming yellow and kind of a turquoise green. They ditched the entire idea. It's kind of a fade. I currently have done I did a redux of Sunstreaker, because if you look at the box art that would have came out for this guy, he actually had a sunset on his bonnet and on doors. So I have a feeling that they were going to use this for a Sunstreaker versus a Sideswipe.
I can see that.
I have actually done a custom, I have done a review, and I have done a commercial for this toy as well. Myself, I really wish somebody would, a little bit more love for this, because this is actually a really nice, I don't know why that design didn't come out.
Supposed to be like another reissue of the. This wasn't supposed to replace the black Sideswipe. I think it was just supposed to come later.
Yeah.
Now, well, I mean, in the box art, it literally says Sideswipe on the legacy box in that book.
Okay.
But I actually have a feeling, because when you look at the artwork that's actually in there, it is a sunset on his chest and on his doors.
Now, would that have in any way used the Sunstreaker head mold on the Sideswipe?
No.
It didn't. And there's no real way they could do that because it's a complete different piece of engineering.
The ears.
Yeah. All right.
Well, the ears wouldn't be able to fold in.
Yeah.
What do you know about these guys?
I wasn't totally sure because I know some years ago I saw a it was a knockoff at like CVS or something, and it was the Generation 1 Quake body, but it had Sunstreaker's head. So I didn't know.
Yeah, there's one that's floating around out there that's kind of like that. It's kind of weird.
Oh, okay.
These are, well, there was actually an homage for the Transformers Collectors Club with a Carzap.
Oh, yeah.
The one that's kind of in the middle, the white one. These are accelerators, and I'm forgetting, I always get these guys mixed up with these cyber jets. What was this line called of the jets? Do you remember, Rick?
In the UK, these weren't the Turbo Masters, right? No.
No.
I don't remember if these guys actually had a name.
The black one became Rapido. I know that.
Oh yeah, but well, I don't know if they're like the group of toys like had a name like.
These were going to come out. These were not released. We're going to use the molds again. And basically, you have the black one, like you said, Rapido. Carzap being the white one. You have Terror Dive, which is the blue jet that's up there. And the great thing about this for our listeners out there, these guys would have came with somewhat kind of Lego parts to be able to build like a place there to fix your vehicle. One, there's like a gas pump.
Weren't these supposed to be an actual dish? Weren't they supposed to be actual Legos? Like, wasn't it supposed to be a
partnership? Yeah, well, I don't know if it was going to be a cross between that and Lego or if it was just going to be a knockoff brand because Tyco Mega or Tyco Bricks were out at the time as well when all this came out.
Hmm.
I mean, these Tyco didn't die off till like mid to late 90s is when Tyco finally quit making bricks.
The very first Creo there, ladies and gents.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
This infamous thing.
Yes.
Transformers 95.
Go ahead, Jason.
This was going to be for all of your spy changers, as some people want to call them, but they're known as Generation 2 GoBots. They're the size of a Hot Wheel. They would run on a Hot Wheel track. But this actually came with a semi-truck that had a back portion that would flip open for you to use it as a ramp. And it would have came with like a little cardboard cutout of like a flame hoop for you to be able to shoot your car through there. I'm trying to remember the name of the guy of that particular one that actually came with him.
So and what is the only was it one? The Soundwave mold.
I think so. Yeah,
it's the Soundwave mold, and is it called Thunderhawk?
I actually held
RID. It's the same mold. It's basically the NASCAR one.
Yeah, here's the artwork for it. I actually held this artwork in my hand.
Yeah.
So we're looking at the artwork for it, and it also came with barrels,
mm-hmm.
too, which you can jump through the Ring of Fire.
And crash into the barrels.
Crash into the barrels. And then these GoBots were also unreleased, too. Jason, you're the G2 guy, so why don't you explain what these are?
These two here, High Beam and, I'm trying to remember the names off these two.
They both say
High Beam.
They
both do say High Beam. One of them there was going to be, I believe it was going to be Frenzy. Because he had Rumble, which was the red Porsche.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the pizza delivery one, which is also a Camaro, which later on that mold was used in RID. We never saw it in the original release. And the same thing with the Daytona Racer, which is kind of a turquoise and purple and white. That one there turned into Daytonas in RID and also later on used as Wheeljack.
Yep.
I wish I could get a closer and like I was saying I wish I could get a closer like picture of the truck there to see who is supposed to be sitting in his cab.
Can you go back? Is there any stickers?
Optimus Prime.
That looks like the Rev mold.
Yeah, it does look like the Rev mold. And the Rev mold is what they used for Optimus Prime during Generation 2. These have actually gotten several samples of these. Store samples has been out there in the wild. And they do go for roughly for the set of six, and I'm not talking about the truck. The truck never existed with this, nor did the little car. That, I mean,
well, the truck probably know more about. They did make prototypes of it.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, I've never seen that prototype ever surface on eBay or anything like that for purchase, but the six GoBots, including the two that were showing on the screen right now, the Hound and I do not know who that was going to be, the pink kind of like...
I think this was supposed to be another Megatron.
Maybe.
Now, don't we have...
Actually, no, I think that was going to be... No, that wasn't the police car. The police car was literally going to be called 911.
So these are the last two molds that never came out.
Right. These two molds here never surfaced. The Jeep never surfaced, nor did this... It looks like a Nissan Skyline, honestly. That's what it looks like to me. I think it looks more like a Skyline to me.
So here's another picture of the Jeep.
But this would have been Hound, and I don't know who the Skyline car would have been. But if you guys are interested in trying to purchase those and trying to find those, you can't find them on eBay, and you better have about $2,000 to dump because it's about what they normally go for.
So here we see the auto rollers.
Ah, oh, yeah.
Redecoed as Sergeant Hound and General Optimus.
Which we got.
Bakhan homaged.
Mm-hmm. And those right there, that's the, what is it, the loader and the dump truck.
From G2. Correct. So these molds did come out in G2, but they were supposed to be redecoed as good guys.
Right.
Dirt Boss and Dirtbag, was it?
Yeah.
Right.
This
mold did get released during Beast Wars 2. I actually have one.
It was originally a G2 mold.
Right.
Got canceled, but it came out during Beast Wars 2.
For the guys that don't know what this thing does, this thing turns into an APC. But the cool thing is it's got a little switch on the front wheels, and the little discs will actually fire out whenever you push the car or push the APC along. Another thing it's got is the gun itself has a handle that folds out, and it'll fold back in, and it actually stores into the back portion of the APC. It's the only one of the entire line of auto rollers that actually had this crazy, I'd say, mechanized engineering. And the door on the back is actually spring-loaded, so it will actually shut itself whenever you take the gun out, so you don't have to worry about flopping open all the time.
Nice.
This, I know, was Autojetter from that same line, mm-hmm. but I don't know what they were going to call him either. It's the Jet.
Out there.
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's a very, very military green, mm-hmm. but like a lemon-colored orange, like kind of a lemony yellow for the underside of it.
He almost has the colors of one of the Deluxe Insecticons.
I wouldn't have been surprised if it got
Barrage.
That. Yeah, along with white missiles.
I think these were both supposed to be Decepticons.
Yeah, it's a big possibility they probably would have been, considering a lot of Decepticons normally are military vehicles. And the cool thing, if nobody's ever had that mold in hand, you push the lever to the sides and it shoots the missiles out of that jet. It's pretty neat.
So here's another look at the Sergeant Optimus Prime. Which is weird, because you don't often see giant dump trucks in the military, mm-hmm. and you also don't see them camo. So, yeah.
The only time I've ever seen this is if you were, like, military road crew, because I have a friend of mine that actually is a, that's what he does in the military. He actually runs road crew construction,
really?
And deconstruction.
You have
dump trucks that are painted like that, along with road graders, bulldozers, and loaders. They've got it all like that.
I'm more impressed that you have a friend.
Oh, really?
All right, so why don't you talk about this thing and then tie it back to what the Collectors Club's doing.
Yeah, Collectors Club, they're doing something really cool with this thing. This is basically the Hero Megatron that's in a gray with tiger stripe camo. It's more of a gray, I'd say it's a little darker than a normal military green. The bladder cell on the back is normally orange on your hero. This one here is white, and a lot of white is revealed whenever you turn him into robot mode. I do kind of get more of a vibe when I look at the head sculpt. As remember the old G1 head sculpt that you saw in the comics where his head was not the same? It was a complete different color?
Yep.
This head kind of, to me, represents that. This color scheme wasn't reused during our RID, but the striping was. If you look at this one in Bludgeon, they're pretty close.
Mm-hmm. So tie it into the Collector's Club.
With the Collector's Club, this is actually going to be the inner bot to the infamous piece that everybody thought was lost forever, the Grand Max Pretender mold that's going to be Megatron. The inner bot is this hero Megatron that we did not get in the gray and green tiger stripes. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be worth a buy, especially if you're a G2 fan.
I know that
it wasn't green and purple.
That Pretender shell.
Go ahead.
So that Pretender shell actually came out in 2000. It was reissued as a... It didn't come with the regular Brave Maximus, but there was a giveaway that Takara did, and which actually had the Pretender shell with it. Mm-hmm. So the last time it was used was 2000.
Was there any differences in the color between that one and the Grand?
Yeah, it was painted to look like the Brave Max.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, and then according to Dan... Mm-hmm. The reason why they're using it in the club is it was actually going to be used by eHobby to do a eHobby Grand Max after Fortress Max, the reissue, was released. But apparently that went south when Fort Max didn't sell to the expectations that they had. And then that's how the club eventually came to grab it. For things that didn't get released, there was going to be a reissue of Grand Max, but it never happened.
I mean, it was kind of a no-brainer if they would have done that. But this is a different variant of that particular one. I don't know if this one here would have been more prototype, because this doesn't have all the white. This has a lot of gray, along with a green bladder cell.
Yeah, there's a lot of different versions of these, of the Optimus and Megatron heroes that never came out.
So I'm wondering if one was more of a prototype stage. Now here's the, this is the General Optimus.
Yeah, I just think it's baller that he's got like the stars.
With all the stars.
I'm General O'Prime.
He's Irish.
Yeah. Then this is the mold that a lot of people know as the Hero Optimus or the Scourge mold from RID. No, except for he's blue. This time, real dark blue, and I wouldn't have been surprised if there was a bit of a kind of a glittery shimmer to that blue, because that's normally what they did with G2. Red missile launcher, and we were just talking about the stickers that are on the front of him, where he actually has bars and stars, and it says General O Prime on the front. I particularly like this Optimus much better than the one we actually received. I think it's really cool. And there's no difference in the sculpting whatsoever on either one of these. No.
Yeah, the colors evoke a Prime feel more than the other.
And these weren't supposed to be what we got instead. These were supposed to come later in the line. These were just going to be reissues of the same figures.
That's a really cool... That almost reminds me of the color scheme on the Power Links Armada Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this Color Lynx was actually used at my tenure at Hasbro. Gosh, what was his name? He works for Boss Fight now, really nice guy. Forget his name, but the G2 Generations Optimus Prime, the deluxe one, there was one that came in a 4-pack with the G2 Jazz,
yes,
and the two Legends figures. That Optimus is painted to look like this guy.
Ah,
exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got. I actually have that one. It's not a bad mold. It's an awesome mold if you guys have never had it. And I think they came out with the tanker that fits on the back of him that's actually colored proper to go with him as well. Because
third-party tanker.
Correct, the third-party tanker that they actually did. They did that for that. And I think they did it to hark to this one and then maybe try to throw maybe some Ultra Magnus into it too. It was kind of a twofold type of deal with that one.
Yeah, because didn't it, I think it had like arms or armor or something?
Yeah, it had some kind of like chain type of thing or something with it too. It was a little different with that upgrade kit, but well worth it. If you don't, because this guy and the other one are very difficult to find on the aftermarket, but when you do find them, they are pricey. They are not cheap at all. They're really cool, though. I do dig the foily kind of windows. I don't know if that was just a paint job or if they were...
Those look like stickers.
Or if they were going to be stickers. And the foily windows are kind of gold.
Mm-hmm.
So here they are again. Really clear shots. I really like this Optimus. I wish that, out of everything we've seen tonight, that was really one of the...
I would like to see the Combiner Wars Megatron done up in that green tiger stripe.
Mm-hmm. That would have been pretty sick. Yeah.
Green and purple.
So here are the laser rods again, the laser cycles, actually.
Laser cycle jazz.
And we actually have this, it made it as far as being packaged with the actual artwork.
Right. I'm trying to remember, I know Road Pig was the other one. I'm trying to remember the name of the Road Rocket was the original G2, which is red. That mold basically white with a fade into a yellow with a lot of green accents and rims and such.
Mm-hmm. And that was Jazz.
That would have been Jazz. And I think he had a like number one or something like that was tampered on the front for his number on his racing.
I believe it looks like it says T950 on the side here. T950, if you look at the instructions. And this is the other laser cycle that was supposed to be Soundwave.
That would work. That one had a lot of chrome on it. That was going to be a real chromey version.
I really like that mold, and that would work really well.
Yeah, the Road Pig was actually a really good mold. It was reused several times throughout the years. But these two here, I saw a small clip that somebody put up, and they actually shared it on my G2 Facebook site, and somebody put it up, and it is it's one of the Hasbro reps back then during the 90s doing some kind of crazy stuff, and he actually showed off these and showed off the Laser Prime in it. But these were on the table along with a lot of these other ones we had been talking about where they actually were in physical form, but they didn't sell. I think Rick probably knows what I'm referring to, that video clip.
Yeah. Oh, look, so here it says 21 on it.
It did say 21. Okay, right. I thought it was a 1, but okay, yeah, 21.
That's kind of a weird jump in colors for Jazz.
It almost looks like he had a color change gimmick that stopped working halfway through.
I mean, actually dig the hot water.
It looks like he's wearing pants here. You know, he's got pants on in robot mode.
Yeah.
And he's topless.
Sporting it for the ladies.
So here's some other treasures I found while I was working at Hasbro. I actually found all the artwork for the Protectobots and Stunicons from G2 that never got released, except for the Defensor and Menasor, which I'm not sure existed. But I found all the artwork.
Falling over backwards.
So these are in the Bill Foster and Jim Sorensen book.
Mm-hmm. That is so many colors.
These things were so freaking awesome. And so, I'm so glad that they did that homage one that they released recently for Combiner Wars.
Yeah. I hope they release that Defensor with Combiner Wars. And they probably won't, but...
Yeah. Let me touch base on that, because I know a lot of people during that last BotCon didn't pay attention. At the very end, they actually showed a silhouette for Defensor.
in the Hasbro pin?
I'm hoping, yes. I'm hoping that that's what they're going to do.
They showed a silhouette for...
The jet and the tank that went together. I saw that.
Yeah, for like an overload.
No, there was another one because I saw somebody was posting them. I think it came from Sabertron. I actually saw the photo, and it was... They did show it, and a lot of people just skimmed over it because they didn't think anything of it. They were too excited about the other stuff.
It makes sense. I mean, they've got the mold.
But this is the thing. This high-res picture he's got here, I'm pretty sure that comes from the same archive that I saw that had very high-resolution pictures of each individual bot and everything. So I wouldn't be surprised if they actually did the same thing that they did with Menasor and got a really good high-res picture. And it's like, okay, now we can finally really color match. Because this thing...
Didn't they actually track down a actual vintage G2 set of the Stunicons in order to color match in person?
They
claim that, but I doubt they did that.
Well, the thing is, you had so many people. I mean, how much did that Minasaur go for? Do you guys remember on eBay?
26,000?
Yeah, 26,000 for that Minasaur, and it wasn't even complete. It was missing the head, the Minasaur head. And at BotCon, I know a buddy of mine shared pictures and showed me that this one and Minasaur both showed up at BotCon, and I think the guy was wanting like 26,000 a piece for each set.
Yeah.
But Hotspot basically is, I mean, if you look at this, you can see where they got maybe the idea for like the red from Guard City.
I guarantee you they had no idea Guard City existed when they came up with this color.
Now, here's a question. Myself being from Paris, Illinois, it's just the other side of Indiana from like Ohio and where Kenner was originally located. And when I was much younger, probably close to around the G2 time frame, I recall seeing a buddy of mine's house, a G1, I would assume G1 or possibly some knockoff maybe, but it was the Blades mold. But the red bits that were red in G1 were a fluorescent green, like a neon green.
Now, that could have been either a knockoff or sometimes some production – pre-production samples would end up in the Hasbro toy store.
Okay.
And
this was the other side of Indiana, so I mean, as far away as that was, I wouldn't know if that'd be a realistic thing or what, but this would have been maybe 92, 93, somewhere in there. But I've not been able to find any examples of that, so.
Right. You're just a kid and you're remembering incorrectly.
No, so let's move on.
I saw.
Hey, let's move on to some other stuff.
Ah.
So, Beast Machines. This was the original Beast Machines Megatron. This is a completely different mold from the Deluxe Beast Machine Megatrons with the spider legs that we got.
The Megabolt.
The Megabolt Megatron, yeah. This actually looks like what we saw on the TV show.
Yeah, that looks show accurate. Yeah. I like that.
Flying head.
Yeah, but really if you look at the robot mode... And I actually know the guy who used to own this. I think this is the only known sample out there. It's now in the UK.
Why my shoulders hurt?
Yeah, but unfortunately the gray model was broken.
I'll say. That looks painful.
But yeah, he had robot mode.
With Beast Machines, it probably wouldn't have looked much better anyways.
I don't know, the head mode looked amazing just now.
The head mode awesome. Does look pretty
good. Yeah.
All right, head mode.
Yeah. And the alt mode's fine.
Does it have pupils?
Well, it looks like to me that the little clear bit that's down toward the crotch area when you transform him, that might have been something you press the button because it looks like everything might have been spring-loaded and just popped out. Yeah. Would that have been true?
I don't remember. I actually played with this gray sample. I don't remember if the spring – it's possible that the springs, if there were any, weren't put into this gray model. The problem was this thing, you couldn't mess with it too much because it was broken.
I really like the chest piece on this one. Really good.
So here's something that's cool. This is the Megabolt Megatron, but on the original Beast Machines card. Mm-hmm. This actually didn't come out on Beast Machines. This came out in R.A.D., but there's a few samples out there of it carded on the Beast Machines card.
The KB Toys exclusive, wasn't it?
I don't know. I don't know, but it never came out. It never came out in Beast Machines packaging. And he would have been packaged in robot mode.
Yeah, the RID version, I think, was a KB exclusive.
Yeah.
And here's the back of it.
Pretty
sick.
This was Beast Wars. This was Universe Waspinator in Skywarp, what people call Skywarp colors. So this is the Waspinator.
Sorry.
I'm talking.
I keep thinking you're pausing to try to start talking, but
No. So let me. I'll say one quick story about this. I believe this actually was going to come in a 2-pack with a pre-Transmetals Cheetor, which was gray. So it was supposed to be 2 deluxe figures on 1 card.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that's somewhere here in the basement, in behind me somewhere, but I don't remember.
So possibly in the future.
We gotta do a show where I just open up random boxes.
So TF Wiki actually has these because they were the Halloween Horror Cons. And so he was gonna come with.
It's possible mine's different.
They call them night because they have this picture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another picture. So this is the Cheetor, and I swear I could be wrong, but I think I have a carded version of both these guys together on one card.
Hmm.
I think that was the wiki's saying that says that they were like supposed to be versus packs, but you know it's the wiki.
Oh well, they're I don't know, they're pretty good.
It's almost like a compromise between Cheetor and Tigatron.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy? They never did this mold in tiger colors.
What's that?
This is the pre-transmittal Cheetor mold, the deluxe regular Cheetor mold from season 1, yeah. And it was never done in actual like Bengal tiger mode colors.
Well, because there was the prototypes of it were orange and black, like a Bengal tiger, but then they switched it to the Siberian look.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I would have loved to have seen it as a Bengal tiger. That would have been really cool. But alas.
So this is the Ultra Class Jetstorm from Beast Machines, which was supposed to come out for Universe circa 2004, I think.
Something like that.
A chromeless version that wouldn't give everyone nightmares?
Yes. I think these colors actually showed up in the OTFCC comic. Was that right?
Because didn't the OTFCC have their own version that they released? It was
Cyclonus with the Wreckers.
Cyclonus, yeah. And it was like all translucent purple. Yeah. Or not translucent, but chrome purple.
Hmm. Oh yeah, you're right.
This reminds me of like the Jet Drone a little bit.
Yeah. So this is it's a shame. I actually got to play with this at Hasbro, and I think it ended up in the trash too, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a shame.
But the trailer was gone. It was only the cab part. Oh, yeah. So this is the Thunderclash toy from the UK, which became the Optimus Prime toy in Machine Wars. And it's done up to look like Motormaster.
Now, Rick, I believe I've seen this particular same one. I don't believe it had any of the stickers or anything, but I saw something very similar to this thing on eBay about 2 years ago that sold. They look just like that.
The one that I had at Hasbro was only the cab. It didn't have the trailer, unfortunately. And it was unpainted. There were no stickers.
Yeah, it looked just like this picture here that you got up right now. That's literally what it looked like.
Yeah, and you can't find any pictures of it, but the three train combiners from the original Robots in Disguise.
Mm-hmm.
They were painted, repainted for Universe, but they all had graffiti all over them. And they've never shown up anywhere. I think Dan Kana did the artwork for it, and he's got the,
wow,
the artwork still of them all spray painted up with
that
graffiti.
Would have been great.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
So was this one here, what was this going to be, Motor Master?
This is going to be Motor Master, and then the train bots were going to be Decepticons as well. This was the Universe line, which was just repaints.
Well, this would have been actually what I honestly, I really dig this color. I think it would have been a really, really awesome toy to see that Thunderclash mold reused like that. And I really think it there should be like some kind of resurgence for some of these things that never came out. Just maybe like a
the Collectors Club.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm talking about like actual like. They go back and get the actual mold and redo it. But I know it costs a lot of money to do that.
You like Universe.
Who cares at this point?
Whoa. This is the
leader class Energon Megatron that was supposed to be done for Universe. That's also somewhere behind me in this garage.
Now, here's a question. Was that going to be leader class like we got in the States, or was that the original?
Yeah.
Voyager scale of the same mold.
No, that's the leader class one.
Okay.
I love the colors on that. I like that mold in general. I mean, it's a very limited mold, but it was really fun. And those colors are awesome on it.
It evokes the color scheme of the Energon Unicron.
Yeah. It's kind of got like a Thunderwing.
Yeah.
Type vibe to it in vehicle mode.
Yeah,
it sure does.
Huh.
And this is what's called the Santa Prime, which is the Energon Optimus Prime. The limbs are all black, and his torso is red and white.
Huh.
Oh, that.
God.
Wow. Santa Prime. You like that, huh?
Oh, that mold.
Now, I buy the colors for the torso, but the limbs are, I don't know. The torso doesn't look bad.
I'm just thinking how bad it's that would have been if they would have made the whole thing red.
Santa Claus has black boots, right? He's got the red pants, the red up top, and you know, the white belt. Santa Prime.
Oh, goodness.
He'd take a bottle of Coca-Cola and he'd be set.
And a polar bear.
Yeah.
I forgot how ridiculous that toy was.
Okay, here's the Toxitron. Ooh,
yes.
This was another thing that was on the Hasbro tour back in I think 2007, which unfortunately has disappeared from the Hasbro vaults.
Mm.
And then
such a missed opportunity.
Yeah. So this is the G2 Laser Optimus Prime, but it was supposed to be Toxitron for the Universe line. Around 2004, 2005.
Freaking awesome. Screaming green.
Yeah.
The Universe line, like, at the time I thought it was eh. But it's grown to be my G2, like Jason. Yeah. And I'm sort of crazy about those ridiculous colors that they had.
So this is really cool. This is the Armada Sideswipe painted to look like G2 Drench.
Wait, hold it.
That's Wheeljack.
Oh, that's Wheeljack. I'm sorry, yes. That's the Wheeljack painted to look like Drench, but then while I was working with the Collectors Club, we used this mold in this color scheme and made them sideswipe, shattered glass sideswipe.
Yeah. Question, though. If they would have released that in the UK, would the windshield have been pink?
So, here is the smoke screen. This I saw this on eBay and I regret not buying it because I love smokescreen.
Yeah.
And this is the Armada Hotshot in G1 smokescreen colors.
Car mold works. I still think that's a freaking horrible.
And that's the.
But I think that's the best looking version of this mold ever.
Well, that's right. The Super Link retool.
It's the
right?
paint.
It's the,
the paint's what really does it for this thing. Though.
Yeah. Is that the Super Link head?
It looks like the Super Link head.
I think so.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he has the light up fist.
Yeah.
So.
Like Captain America Hotshot.
So this is another thing that existed which we revived for the Collector's Club, but we gave it a new head, and we named it Astrotrain. This was Space Warp. This is the Armada Jetfire. Yeah. So that's another idea that's come back. Oh, there's the Santa Prime. There's the art.
I was really impressed by the Astrotrain and the Space Warp concept. And I always wondered, he's like, well, if they're doing the Jetfire mold, maybe they'll do up Prime as Octane or Overload as something, just have a whole triple changer themed, combiner. But
oh, here's some better pictures of the Santa Prime.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to admit the truck and trailer looks much better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the grayscale on the limbs that kind of throws it off.
So this is another universe throwback. This is Beast Wars Mutants Soundwave.
One that you can actually play with from the looks of it.
Yeah, and he was actually, I think, going to be called Soundwave as well in universe.
Huh.
So he's purple. I think this is
another one of the Horrorcon like two-packs. Was it not?
Yeah. I think so, but I've never seen a sample of this guy in person. Here we go. The Beast Wars Neo Unicron.
Yes.
Another beautiful item which never came.
Isn't there a third party right now currently tackling this thing?
Well, they showed a prototype that was heavily based off this, but that was over a year ago, I think, and there's been no news on it.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've seen anything from it, but it looked like almost identical to these pictures. Going back to that Soundwave real quick, the wiki has that as well listed on their Horrorcon page, and they said it was going to be called Leatherhide. And if you look at their page, they said it was the two, they called them Halloween Horror Packs, and I think they were supposed to be Walmart exclusives. Uh-huh. So it was Leatherhide versus Black Arachnia and Night Prowler versus Waspinator. And then they also had this picture of this Black Arachnia.
Huh.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then if anyone doesn't know, this the Halloween, the Horrorcon Waspinator was actually used as one of the colors that the club did on the Waruder 4-pack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So here's some of the things that this Unicron would have done. Looks like it had a claw that came out, a drill, and it looks like it basically just folds in half, and that's how it transforms. But it looks like there were some lights in the eyes, and the mouth would open up and close, the robot head, the mouth for the robot head. It looks really cool. I wish we would have gotten this toy.
Yeah, I think it handled its kibble pretty good compared to the Armada Unicron. Because the Armada had like too many like wing flaps. This actually kind of just like embraced it and like tucked it in around.
It's very Neo with all that kibble, but I think that's kind of what is so great about it.
Yeah, this is definitely more of a planet shape than Armada. Armada was more of an egg.
Yeah.
Right.
But Armada did try to do the rings.
Yeah,
that's true.
This one doesn't. But I think this one does a good job of getting away without having the rings. If you look at this picture, it's got, it looks like it's remnants of the rings around it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be in the pictures of planet mode, which is kind of interesting.
I think it is pop out, is what it looks like.
Well, I mean, are in the other picture, they're not on his robot mode here either.
They're on the bottom. Isn't that what I'm seeing? Are those the stands?
It might have, yeah. Maybe it was just another part that popped on, or
just look at the bottom of the planet mode, though.
I think that's just detailing to hold the panel out. Because to me, it looks like parts that may be plugged into the arm kibble there to sort of give the semblance of rings. But they don't seem to be present anywhere in these pictures on this page.
So it looks like if you took the horns on the robot head and pushed them together, it would open the mouth up of the robot head.
So his ears could wiggle.
That's amusing. Oh,
that's a very fuzzy picture.
Wiggly arm.
Yeah,
it looks like those might be separate.
Tobias, what do you want to do? Do you want to do, we got movie, we got later, other.
Well,
yeah, do movies.
Before we do
I'm
that,
looking forward to that,
let's take a quick moment to mention our sponsors. Take it away, yeah. Jim.
Sponsors. What on earth are those? Sounds like maybe the type of people that might try to support us, like, I don't know, Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection, minimize your costs with MegaToyFan.com. Or possibly even CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service.
Thank you. Yeah. The reason I throw it to Jim is because I never forget the slogan. Or I always forget the slogans.
You're a bad host. you're a bad host, and you should feel bad.
Never.
So,
this looks interesting.
This is Gun Barrel. This is from the Energon Combiner Bruticus Maximus, but I think it was just going to be him by himself, not the other guys.
The kickback light.
This was a cool one.
Ah, lug nuts.
Oh, wow.
Cybertron
I
lug nuts.
I do like the colors on that.
Now, didn't they release...
And honestly, if you look at the colors on this,
uh-huh.
and look at the G2 Soundwave we didn't get, that would have been Road Pig. Maybe yeah, that's when they got the idea for the color scheme.
I doubt it. Nobody was looking back there. And don't give them credit like that.
But it's very reminiscent.
It has kind of a beachcomber feel with that.
Yeah. I guess here's another combiner.
Kind of reminds me of Springer.
Reverb.
This was a Decepticon. So that's a Decepticon. That's... What is this guy? An Autobot or a Decepticon?
I think it's a Decepticon.
It has a Decepticon in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
That's an Autobot.
Decepticon. Here's the Megatron. This was the Voyager Megatron that never came out in these colors, I think.
The tank with wings.
Tank with wings. Mm, did these ever come out? I forget. I threw these in here. I don't remember if they came out. Because I have a two-pack of these guys together in one box, and I couldn't find it.
But. No, I don't remember those ever coming out.
I don't think those molds came out.
So these were tooled up, and I know I have a two-pack somewhere of these guys.
The Legends molds I remember being much uglier.
So this was a Megatron gift set that came with four Legends Constructicons. And I think it was supposed to be a Target exclusive. This never came out. This is the deluxe. What was his name? Roadbuster. Leadfoot.
I'm not sure which one you're pointing at.
The Target one.
Yeah, the Target one's Leadfoot.
Yeah, that one came out as a Target exclusive only.
No, he was supposed to.
It was a big Human Alliance.
It was a Human Alliance one.
This is deluxe. Yeah, this is deluxe. I think the deluxe finally came out in Japan, but not with the Target logo.
Yeah, I think that's the case.
It's just a red one.
Did the Burger King car ever come out?
I remember that Burger King car.
It did?
The closest we got to that orange Roadbuster, it was the same deco as the green one, but with orange in place of the green.
Right. That was a Walmart.
The Burger King logo.
I'm sorry. It doesn't contain the Burger King logo. It's just orange, right?
Yeah, it didn't have flames or any of that.
Yeah. So this is a low-res image, but...
Wheeljack.
This is a Wheeljack. It actually has a G1 Wheeljack head.
Yep.
Oh.
Not at all cute or anything.
I know that's another one I have somewhere at the house, somewhere here, but I got this two-pack somewhere buried.
What about Top Spin versus Leadfoot?
So this was the only way you could have gotten Leadfoot in a deluxe size in that two-pack, but it just never made it.
Yeah, the Target Moon fell off real fast.
That doesn't look half bad.
You know, it really annoys me as a fan, as a collector, that I can't collect every character from the movie in the same size.
Right.
Exactly. That really bothers me.
Yeah.
See, in the film, that he looked much worse, but this toy is actually really neat looking.
I remember the Human Alliance one. Doesn't look very good in robot mode at all.
I like that.
And the Human Alliance comes with the with the engine dog, which was all in the original art that we got.
Steeljaw,
yeah. We didn't know he wasn't in the movie until we saw the movie. So that's why we made Steeljaw.
Ah.
So that looks pretty cool.
It looks really good.
I would buy that. Scale just fine, too.
This is a sound wave.
Oh, yeah.
But this was a redeco for later. After the movie colored Soundwave. This is deluxe Soundwave. And this was going to be a redeco for later. So there's sound the wheeljack. Yeah, I think he was supposed to be a sound blaster. There's a wheeljack with a G1-esque head that looks like the Matrix of Leadership.
Nice.
Open. It does.
Open.
There's the, yeah, you can see Magnus trying to open up Wheeljack's head.
It's like, ow, ow, stop it, ow, ow.
He's like, damn it, open.
Those don't come off.
So this is the deluxe Soundwave, which this is a really cool figure that we never got. I mean, look at the detail on that for a deluxe figure. That's really cool.
That ended up coming out in Japan, right?
I think so.
But wasn't it released under the Human Alliance series?
There was a Human Alliance. There was a bigger Human Alliance Soundwave as well, and it had a very sparse release.
Yeah.
And I know prices, as soon as they hit, prices were just jacked up.
Well, the U.S. version didn't come out, but I know last year they did a Hasbro Asia 2-pack of Barricade and Human Alliance Soundwave together.
Yeah. Now, even by Human Alliance standards and MechTech weapon standards and all that, that is a gigantic weapon. I'm sorry, that is too big.
Yeah.
All of these MechTech
I mean, he has to have a giant speaker to blast people away with.
Yeah, but it's cool that that turns into a shoulder cannon also.
Yeah, it is.
That is kind of
neat. He's got the speakers built into his arms.
I have to agree with what you said before. It really annoys me that we couldn't collect every single character from, for example, Dark of the Moon in deluxe class size.
With Dark of the Moon, the best size class to collect, if you wanted all the characters, was Cyberverse.
I agree. I love that.
Yeah, of course. It was really good characters. A good toys.
Mm-hmm.
This is another pack that never came out. I think I worked on this one.
Yeah.
Was the three of the triplets with Sideways
now,
cut down the middle.
Did those three Legends class bikes combine in any way?
No.
In those molds?
They look like the ones that came with the Human Alliance skids.
Oh, were they? Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think they were, actually. I think these were the... Oh, maybe. I got it right here, actually.
RC and Elite One, wasn't they? They were released in Human Alliance.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they are the Human Alliance ones.
Okay.
I got them here somewhere. I got all of them.
And here's the Wheeljack. This actually came out in Japan.
Yep.
Yep.
But never here, unfortunately.
With the Einstein-looking head.
I hate that.
Q, as they called him in the film.
The flimsy hair. Terrible.
Can we share... How do we get out of here?
They're at the top. There should be a stop sharing.
Yeah, next to the microphone mute button. There you go.
So now where am I?
There you are.
No. How do I stop sharing?
It's that red button.
Just go click the screen share button again.
Stuck in an endless loop.
It looks like yours might be different.
Hey. All right, so here I have some of those here. This is a three-pack of RC.
Nice.
So this was... Was there any reasoning why this didn't make it to market?
The toys weren't selling.
Yeah.
Or Revenge of the Fallen. Revenge of the Fallen had one of the longest shelf lives. Or not shelf lives, toys staying on the shelves, but they sold... 2 years after the movie came out, there was still some Revenge of the Fallen.
They shelf-formed.
I don't know if this has ever been seen in package before. This is the Megatron.
I wouldn't say Revenge of the Fallen shelf-formed. Revenge of the Fallen sold really well.
Yeah.
But it did not... Each movie did not sell as many toys as the movie prior to that. So
well, that here's, one is a really good one.
So here's now, this was a cool package, and then here's something which I don't think has been seen before.
What was it called, Rick? The other pack.
This was Megatron Rising.
The Constructicons in that pack, are those the combining ones?
No, I think those are the...
They're not the combining ones.
No, okay. It's not those.
Okay.
And then here's... this was Sideways Sneak Attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's another one. This was... Ravage Infiltration.
Oh.
And it's this is a cool one, actually. It's got the Legend skill... The Cyberverse Ravage in it.
Yeah.
With some NES guys. Comes with...
So it's got the NES Doom
Flak and Roll Bar.
Flak and Roll Bar.
Mm-hmm.
Probably nice. See better from back here.
Does it name the humans, or are they just generic soldiers?
Nah, they're just soldier figures.
Soldier figures.
There are soldier figures included. This is a really cool...
That's that's a nice paint deco on that Ravage.
Yeah.
It's darker. It looks like it has some purples and reds to it, where the normal Cyberverse Ravage was mostly just gray with some silver paint apps.
Yep.
Yeah. It's pretty nice. I think there's a couple of samples of these out there. What do we do? Desktop? Let's do desktop. Let's see what other is. I forget what this is. Oh, yeah.
Nope.
Any other valves you got there? Hey, Cosmos.
No, we don't want Cosmos.
We don't want Cosmos?
We'll get down. Cosmos. Ooh. These were the robot hero guys.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so freaking cool.
There's actually package samples of these somewhere behind me. I just couldn't find them.
I really like the Death Stars. That is so cool.
It's crazy that these were designed for the U.S. market.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're widely unknown, especially since these were more targeted towards, you know, young
kids. Yeah. And here is so what we're looking at is Star Saber and Deathsaurus from Japan, which never saw a U.S. release. This is R.I.D. Optimus and R.I.D. Megatron, who's like super happy.
Megatron's super happy.
And Optimus looks like, oh, this ladder is so heavy.
I regretted not buying some of the Beast Wars and Beast Machines themed figures from these, but there always seemed to be something better to buy at the time.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. I know I have a set of these carded somewhere. This is Beast Machines, Primal, and Jetstorm.
Man,
I really love the Jetstorm here.
Primal's really ugly.
Really cool for people.
It looks like Primal's like trying to run away from himself. He doesn't understand how to do that.
His face. He's like, yeah.
And his eyes are bugging out. He looks more panicked than anything else.
He looks like he saw a Yeti. Like he looked in the mirror and said, Yeti, and trying to run away from himself.
Bigfoot.
Now that is
Freda King and Jazz redecoed as Ricochet.
I like it.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I dig those.
This never came out, right? I couldn't remember. This never come out? This is Prowl and Prowl and Laserbeak.
For some reason, I'm remembering that Laserbeak. I don't
I'm
know
not
why.
Sure.
Did it come out?
It may have, or we may have just seen it, but it was one of those things that you see at a BotCon or a Toy Fair, but it never came out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It was.
A Tactics.
Ah, yeah.
You know, they started off wrong. They started off, I think, with the Energon. They should have started off with the G1 guys.
Right.
So none of the G1 of Tactics made it out. Soundwave, Ironhide. They're really cool.
With a traffic light.
Ironhide's holding the traffic light. Look at that shoulder cannon on Mirage.
God.
Jeez. Mass shift much?
This is actually, but this is an Energon one that's redecoed as Starscream.
Yeah. Well, there was the Starscream redeco of Energon.
Well, I was about to say, isn't there a Jetfire that was similar to this that actually had a firing missile? Was something like this thing?
Yeah, Skyfire or something?
Yeah, Skyfire.
Energy Blast.
I think it was Energy
Blast. Skyblast. Yeah, Skyblast.
Yeah, that one there looks like Energon Starscream.
Yeah.
The repaint.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. So G1 Megatron. Nice. This was Checkpoint. This is odd because this was the Target exclusive Energon Rodimus as Checkpoint, and then he's recreated as Checkpoint in the attack tactics form.
Game art.
Never came out.
Whoa?
This is Machine Wars Whirl.
Yeah.
How crazy is that? That just shows you that like they sometimes people don't understand reference.
Phenomenal.
But that's cool. Machine Wars Whirl. There you go.
I'm digging the stand. He's got like the little whirlwind underneath him.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome. It was thought out. It was definitely thought out. It was just like interesting choice for the toy to be based off.
Someone probably Googled Whirl.
Blaster's like, stop. Don't release me. Don't release me to mess
with you. This is a horrible line. I don't want to be part of it.
Stop making these toys.
I never got into Attack because I didn't understand it as a kid.
So here's Thunderjohn, guys. Never came out. I think it was trying to be card playing.
That's pretty.
Well, I kind of like that Grimlock though.
Kind of Hasbro's attempt at HeroClix, but not HeroClix.
That Grimlock, that's not even really like super deformed or weird proportions. That's just really nice looking. That's a great display piece.
It's like a straight up G1 Grimlock.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out because it looks like he has like a trigger down in his crotch.
I think what would have happened was that the base, the body here, you press the arm and the body would have come down and he would have tried to grab you, fit your head in his jaws.
Yeah, I think that's supposed to be like a rock or a stone or something.
I was thinking, what are they doing? Launched in Grimlock's head? That would have been funny. That would have been awesome.
Here are some large movie ones. I think the Bumblebee and the Bone Crusher came out, but I don't think this Optimus and Megatron came out.
I didn't realize the Tactics ran up to the movie. I thought it was canceled before that.
I didn't think so either.
Oh, yeah. I guess these... Yeah, I got some package samples of those too, I guess.
Scorponok and what's that red for?
Scorponok, Bumblebee. That's
Megatron.
Nice fake arm cannon and shooting. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Looks like jam or something.
He's making jam, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like jam.
He's holding a kidney or something.
I would call that CPR Megatron.
Mold. Except for in this version, he just tears your lungs out.
Yeah. CPR
Megatron. He'll tear your lungs out and beat you with them.
Look at that. That looks pretty cool.
That is beautiful.
That's actually really neat. I like that one.
It looks like Bumblebee's looking at that gun like, look at the size of this thing. What am I doing with this?
That would be the scale for him anyway because he's always so small. So.
It's kind of like Optimus just tosses him and goes like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this thing?
Yeah. What am I going to do with this guy?
Cliff Jumper, I don't know what to do with it.
Dark Crumple
Zone.
Yeah, so Crumple Zone came out, but this is the repaint of the Dark Crumple Zone.
Wow.
He should have been in Dark Side of the Moon.
Yeah.
Love that album.
Definitely.
That one.
Yes, it's a great album.
Here's Prowl. He doesn't need to look at you. He doesn't need to look at you to shoot you. He just knows.
A really big boomstick.
But that's cool that it's actually a G1 gun.
He doesn't have to aim very hard.
I have to say, being that it's Prowl, I wonder why they didn't choose to do the shoulder launchers as like large launchers and just have a regular size, you know, just handgun accessory or something.
Because it would have made too much sense to have him do that.
Right.
But it would have been cool if he had like double shoulder launchers.
Yeah.
He could have a double attack.
I mean, because they're already supposed to be launchers in the original figure, so just use those as launchers in the HeroClix.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was, battle thing.
A tactics.
Yeah, that.
Yes. I don't know.
I've slept since then.
This is the
6-inch, or not 6-inch, but
the 3-inch, 2-inch, 2-inch titaniums.
Yeah.
This is Alternator Sideswipe in yellow.
The Sunstreaker.
Sunstreaker!
Yeah. This is Optimus Primal. He was supposed to be redecoed as Primal Prime.
Is that the 6-inch one?
Yes.
Yeah, I would have bought the crap out of that thing.
Yeah, and then there was also a 6-inch Soundwave redecoed as Sound Blaster, and it actually came with a Ravage, too, that transformed.
Diaper Wave.
What color was that? I was supposed to make a diaper joke. Darn it!
Oh, crap.
All right, what else we got?
Exactly. Oh.
This is actually not Cliff. This is Red Bumblebee.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it is. I thought the Cliff Jumper came out, but yeah, you're right. That is the Bumblebee head.
Yeah, it's just Red. Huh. Red Bumblebee. This is the 6-inch transforming titaniums. This is Bumblebee with the Cliff Jumper head. I actually got to handle these while I was up there working.
Is this supposed to be the War Within?
Yeah, Bumblebee? This is based off the Donna Figueroa design.
Oh, that sucks.
From the Dreamwave era.
Those toys were terrible, but it sucks that we didn't get more of them.
The War Within stuff was pretty cool, though. That War Within Megatron's really, really awesome.
Not the G.I. Joe one.
No.
I don't think I ever got the Megatron.
Is that a custom? I think that might be a custom. Yeah, I think that's a custom. Sorry. So there's the Bumblebee with the Cliff Jumper head. It looks really cool. I wish we could have gotten these.
I do dig it.
Shockwave.
Shockwave, and he actually turns into the G1 Blaster.
Impressive.
That's pretty good representation of the G1 is this robot and gun still? Mode. This is the 6-inch titanium, yeah.
That would probably have been the best titanium figure they ever released.
Better than that Ultra Magnus?
I never got the Ultra Magnus, unfortunately. So I can't speak to its quality.
Am I seeing that right? Is one leg the handle and the other leg just hanging off the back there?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a space gun butt.
Well, sure. But I would have thought the legs would have went together to just form the collective handle.
But then you wouldn't have an ass.
There was not a lot of engineering in the titaniums.
Right.
They didn't do a whole lot.
Cosmos.
Here's Cosmos.
Yay, Cosmos.
Cosmos.
Oh, it could have been.
Yeah, but hey, we actually got him in Legends class. Pretty similar to this design.
Great figure as well.
But not in the box.
I'm pretty sure they took a lot of keys from that one.
Oh, there's
ooh, doing RC.
I think they just made this to mess with Don.
I agree.
I mean, at this point.
There's the RC. I actually held this. I played with this sample, and I got to say, this was a very not good titanium. It's probably for the best that she didn't come out.
Looks like a lot of finicky bits.
If she had any die-cast in her, she would have just fell over.
Well, she would have been titanium. So here...
titaniums didn't have a lot of die-cast in.
Yeah, these are the movie scenes, like the bus scenes.
Yeah, well,
there's actually package samples of these somewhere.
Turnarounds, I think those were called.
Turnarounds, yeah, with the vehicles on the other side, I think.
Yeah.
And the robots on one side. Right. And I know these actually made it to packaging because I think I have a set somewhere. This was the OTFCC Defensor, which actually, it's the R.I.D. Optimus Prime with a Defensor head, but then they redecoed the titanium R.I.D. Optimus into this as an homage to this.
Yeah, what was that? Hot Zone? Wasn't it?
I think that's what they called it.
Yeah, they call it Hot Zone.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw this back in 2004 or 2003. It's a really cool idea. It's a really cool idea. It's too bad the, you know, He Who Shall Not Be Named screwed the whole thing up.
The head on that looks a little... Okay.
It's more proportionate on that picture.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, that head's awfully big.
This one might be a custom.
It's super deformed.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I know Don keeps asking for. Is he wanted the club to make this. I'm just glad
this
that I
doesn't
got.
Exist anymore.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this tooling doesn't exist anymore. It was used so much it got wasted away.
That made Don cry.
Aww.
Yeah, I know this doesn't exist anymore, and the three car robot brothers don't exist anymore. Yeah,
that makes me cry a little bit.
And none of the, I don't think any of the minicons from Armada exist anymore. But all the Beast Wars stuff was still there. Like all the Beast Wars guys were still there, and I kept pushing to like try and get some Beast Wars guys out. So I think I don't know if this is a customer. This was supposed to be an OTFCC.
So there's an awful lot of black on that.
Yeah. So this, again, I think poor reference by people who are not quite sure, who don't know their history. That's why I think the Alpha Trion from Titan Wars turns into a lion because of this.
Yeah.
This was the Beast Machines, whoever the hell his name was, used as Alpha Lion or Alpha Trion in OTFCC.
Yeah. And this is what they eventually the club released Alpha Trizer, which is based off of this. And then
they called him a Technomancer.
So with Titan Wars coming out, do you think that's where they got that idea as well?
Yeah. I think someone Googled it, not understanding the history of it.
I would imagine
they came up with that.
Surely it was probably the more recent Alpha Trizer that they based it around.
That could be.
I imagine, you could work it back to, this, but because Alpha Trizer was 2 years ago, I think, was a club exclusive for BotCon. Anyways, this looks cool.
So this is another one. This is another OTFCC idea, which never came to be, which one of the few ones which I thought was cool, and I actually pushed for while I was at working with the Collectors Club.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Energon Strongarm, but with a Brawn head.
Yep.
That definitely worked.
And then I think they did a Roadbuster version too, where the head was replaced with Roadbusters.
Now, what was up with the fists in that image? That they were translucent blue too, just like the weapons. Were those new accessories?
I think maybe these were either new accessories or I think these were new accessories.
Nice.
Like it would have been here's the ball joint. It would have been a new forearm.
Mm. I would have purchased the heck out of that.
It's pretty cool.
So this was supposed to be DevCon from OTFCC from the Beast Machines figure.
I think everyone should be glad that happened because that's a terrible figure.
This is one that I wish had happened. This is DevCon from a Deluxe Energon figure.
This one's cool.
Which actually became the Air Raid.
Yeah.
This is one I think I remember pushing for.
That figure
wasn't also Slugslinger.
Really Slugslinger, yeah.
Yeah, he was Slugslinger. So he became the Air Razor.
Yeah.
The club did it as Air Razor.
Yeah, I remember Hasbro made all these figures for OTFCC, the Fractal, the Alpha Lion. I think they just ended up in someone's basement, shall not be named.
I wish that would have happened.
But for people who are wondering, like, hey, where's Fractal? Where do we get this character from? You know, this was part of his origin. And then before this, there was the basic figure from many, many moons ago. So this is one of those items, the Green Ramulus, which there are a couple carded out there. And apparently some of these did end up in the Hasbro employee toy store for sale.
Huh.
Yeah, I've seen several carded versions of these. Yeah, this is another one. Rotor Bolt or Obsidian.
And so basically this is a deep purple with red accents and red translucent rotors, but it's the Beast Machines... what was
Obsidian?
Obsidian mold.
Now that looks awfully similar to the Universe release that came with the Tank War.
I don't think that one was purple, was it?
No, it was blue. I know the rotors were red.
It was blue. Yeah.
Okay.
But this was a different character. I think that was actually Obsidian in that two pack.
This thing's really reminding me of Power Dive out of G2.
Uh huh.
And I think this is just a collection of random stuff here. This is the Goldfire Grimlock from Animated. It's a very poor picture, so we'll just skip it. This is in the Allspark Almanac, I think. This was supposed to be Season 4 Optimus, which is kind of like a Power Master Optimus.
Oh.
Where the trailer becomes this extra armor.
Then it looks like it had a little smaller figure that fit in his chest, too.
Yeah.
That's actually really neat. I kind of wish that would have came out.
No fair.
I don't think it's a figure. I think they're pointing it out as a reference to something.
Yeah, this was never made a gray model out of this, but this was the line ended before this got to the gray model stage.
That sucks.
Awesome. Oh, this is kind of randomly in there. This is Titania. Alternator's Bumblebee.
Oh, yeah.
This was the concept.
VW bug.
And then VW said, we want nothing to do with you. And then the movies came out, and they're like, we want everything to do with you. So this Bumblebee actually makes an appearance in the first Savage Era Bakkan comic.
There's no camshafts.
That's like the newer style Beetle, too. Not the newest, but the newer.
Yeah. This is Jazz from Alternity.
Okay. Yeah. An RX-7.
That would have been nice.
This is Deluxe Starscream repainted as Thundercracker. Oh, this is Voyager Starscream from Animated repainted as Thundercracker.
Yeah. And that went all the way up to box samples, didn't it?
Yeah, there are some box samples. I have a loose one somewhere, but there's a box sample of that. This was Hotshot, which this isn't finished, but it's already looking pretty awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, that would have
been really neat.
It saddens me that the animated line ended.
Does it look like the missiles, don't they have lights in them, like maybe little LEDs?
It's probably translucent plastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just like they might have lit up or something, but
I think they were launchers.
Yeah.
And what's cool is that the hands turn, like, it looks like he can actually steer himself with his hands.
I think the reason why the missiles look like that is they're probably supposed to look like flames, being that he shot flames out of his wrists in the show. And that's why you're getting a lot of that color in the plastic, even though it's clear plastic.
That's what I was saying. Maybe there might have been lights.
Or trying to
Lights in a deluxe figure would be very unlikely, and they weren't really doing electronics at that time, except for the leader class figures.
Yeah, the leader class.
That's true.
So this actually, the Bumblebee actually came out in Japan in slightly different colors, in that metallic Takara color for Animated.
I'm guessing there was an episode planned that was going to have that vehicle edition that was just never aired.
I don't know if it. I know I've seen storyboards of this vehicle at Hasbro. We had a whole bunch of different storyboards with like armor vehicles for guys, and I think this is the only one they actually made into a toy. I don't know if that was planned for a particular episode or not. There was, from what I was shown, there was only like synopses for Season 4 of Animated, not episode, not scripts or an episode breakdown. Black Arachnia. I remember when this was announced, I got really excited for this, and it never came out.
But it's
this is Alternator's Black Arachnia.
Silver
Takara.
It was the second time that Windcharger Mold was going to be used as a female.
Mudflap.
Yeah. This is Energon Mudflap.
Wait, you said second time? What was the first time?
Yeah.
They used it as RC.
Yeah, okay. I forgot about that. You're right.
a random Energon mudflap. This might have been for the movie, actually. This might have been like a TRU exclusive, I think.
Yeah.
For the first movie.
They did release a mudflap for the first movie, right? The yellow one.
Yes, as like an Erector type.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a yellow and a blue one.
Yeah. Blue one was Cybertron, I think.
This is a bulkhead. I think it was like emergency bulkhead. There was a name for it, for whatever this bulkhead was called. This is the regular Voyager one, the small one.
Looks more like Crumple Zone.
Wasn't there a really ugly version of bulkhead that was released?
Crickets. I don't know.
I know that figure was released twice, and there was a repaint of it that was released, but I can't remember what it looked like.
Not sure.
I really like this one with a pattern on it.
Mudbuster. Okay.
Mudbuster.
Maybe it was never released.
Yeah.
Looks a lot. This one came
off. I think it was just, it was on the package art for the Toys R Us exclusive, I believe, Ironhide or Hot Rod or NRC.
Okay.
It was on that.
And this is the Wingblade Optimus. This is not the same as the trailer to create like a Power Master Optimus. This came before it, and this was released in Japan in different colors.
So that's
this came out in Japan in different colors.
Yeah.
Didn't that come out with translucent bits?
The Prime is translucent. The Prime is translucent, but the add-on parts aren't.
Yeah, and both the Prime and the Bumblebee that came with that little vehicle, those are new figures.
Okay.
Those aren't like reused figures. Those were new figures.
Well, the cab I believe was the same for Prime. It was just add-on armor.
So that Prime was supposed to be like the one from the season 3 finale then, not the Power.
Yes. Band.
Okay.
And his bits just became like they sort of attached to him, like his axe did, but.
Right.
Yeah, they all attached to the back.
So here's something that was another figure from my tenure, which never saw the light of day. I think this was going to come out in Japan, in the Asian market. This was the.
Well, no, didn't that get released as GDO in the GDO line?
Not this
one.
That's
what I was thinking.
No.
It was
supposed to be. Yeah. For an Asian exclusive, and never came out, unfortunately. But the head's tooled up, and it's a really great figure. It just has a lot of parts to it, so they probably can't even release it now because of the parts count.
Mm. I mean, that was a great mold.
Baroness Ravage statue.
Oh, we got that.
It never came out. No, this never came. I don't think this ever came out.
I was thinking.
Not the statue.
Not the statue, just the action figures.
Yeah. Huh.
So that's the statue. The only statue we got was the. Yeah, we got an Optimus Prime head with a Storm Shadow on top of it. That was the only crossover statue we got. Okay. And I know there was another. There was a giant bust of Optimus as a Hiss Tank holding Snake Eyes in his hand. Which never came out. And I think this was from the instructions of Warpath. He had the hard head. So this head's actually tooled up. But it's never been used.
Yeah, we'll never see it.
A Fugitive Waspinator. That was one of one that was painted up. And then I think somebody stole it from Wayne Park, who was a designer on it. Which really sucked. Really? So that's lost somewhere.
So now it is a Fugitive.
Now he is a Fugitive. So there's a Bumblebee. So that's an all-new Bumblebee. That's an all-new Bumblebee figure with that vehicle.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
but, the... Hey, it came out through Takara, so...
Okay.
I think... here we go. This is a really cool thing.
I was disappointed that this never saw the light of day.
Yeah. This is the War for Cybertron... Voyager Grimlock with the Transmetal Megatron head on it.
And it looked really good in the pictures that we saw of it. The head, it was probably, at the time, the most accurate, like, Beast Wars Megatron head sculpt. It was really nice. Granted, that mold is really terrible. And it's kind of amazing that they're still using it for, like, the, what they're now releasing it as the, RID Grimlock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it's heavily remolded.
Yeah.
Grimlock.
But this was, I was really disappointed.
Yeah, this would have been great as Transmetal Megatron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
These guys, I don't think these guys ever saw the light of day, did they?
They never did.
I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
Cyberverse. There was a bunch of Cyberverse figures from Prime that never came out.
Basically, anything that gets shown at the end of the line, expect it never to come out.
that bludgeon there that you just had up, that was based on the Cyberverse Shockwave mold, was it not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was retooled.
What's the left one called? I can't see what's...
Unicron Megatron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like when he... in the Beast Hunters movie, when he's possessed by Megatron, or by Galvatron. Or what? Unicron.
Yeah.
It would have been really cool to get that, you know, that Voyager size figure like that, but when you got it.
Here's what no one's upset about.
Built to Rule. There was a whole Built to Rule came out for the Armada line, and then in a test market in Cincinnati, where Kenner was, Energon Built to Rule figures came out. Which are rare. They're not really in demand, but they're very rare because they only came out in the test market. Mm-hmm. But the Ramjet never made it. He kind of looks like a McDonald's toy, to be honest.
Yeah, they were...
It just looks like 1980s GoBots McDonald's.
Built to Rule was Creo's ugly step, you know, sibling. It's like...
it was the predecessor.
Yeah, it paved the way, and maybe not. Yeah, Creo maybe didn't do things much better, but Built to Rule was subverting.
To me, it felt like Hasbro was like, "Okay, Mega Bloks, here's your one chance." That's just kind of how I felt about it.
Was Built to Rule? I don't think it was. It was Hasbro.
It was Hasbro. Yeah, all the bricks were Hasbro originals. And I think some of them got reused in Creo.
Not true. That's funny.
Now I think it's kind of neat because I don't know if you remember in the Built to Rule Demolisher set, it actually had just a few blocks that went together to make a little Crumple Zone Minicon or Blackout Minicon, whatever Minicon was called. But Ramjet and Rollout here, I like that they're full building sets based around the Minicons instead of just a few pieces. Being that the figures that those characters originally came with were so much larger, you know, being Tidal Wave and Overload.
Yeah,
so I thought this was really neat.
This Rollout is probably twice as big as the Minicon that he's based off of.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Anything else? Oh, Wasp. We saw him. Cosmos. We saw him. I don't think we saw him in vehicle mode. There he is. Titanium's Cosmos.
Yeah, he ended up looking pretty similar. Oh, Megatron.
Space throwing star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this would have been season 4 Megatron from animated.
Really? Looking like Master Shredder there in the face.
I keep getting more and more disappointed that animated ended.
Yeah, so I think the story was that Sentinel Prime helps Megatron escape, and that's why Megatron has that cage over his mouth, because he was in prison.
Huh.
So Sentinel Prime's jealous of Optimus, that he's getting all this glory. So he helps Megatron escape, but then Megatron obviously turns on Sentinel Prime, and then they have to hunt down Megatron again.
Fun.
I really like the idea that made a triple changer.
Hello.
This was something that I
want.
I worked on Prime. This was something special to me. This was Gears. This is supposed to be Gears. It's a new head based off the Transformers Prime Deluxe Ratchet. And I think I think it was Andrew Franks who did this, who designed this at Hasbro. The side of it said, like, in vehicle mode, he had something on the side, and I think it said, like, Mount St. Hilary Recon or something like that.
Nice.
It's pretty awesome.
Here's the Vortex Blur, which never came out. It's the animated blur, just in black. I would have loved to seen the animated blur done up as like the Mach 5.
Oh, that so that figure was supposed to be all black. That would have been a really slick.
Black and silver. Black and silver. Toxic Oil Slick, which is another repaint, which never came out.
Isn't it supposed to be a little more like his animation colors?
Yeah.
Now we saw a package in package of Blackout for the American market, didn't we?
I don't believe so. I don't think so. I don't think this was ever going to come out here because there was a legal issue, I believe, with this, which I don't think made it out there to the fandom. They were aware of it, but apparently that vehicle mode is a little too close to Lockheed Martin, and they wanted a cut of the profits. So that is it. So that is we went a full 2 hours, baby.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, we did.
Lots of goodies.
Oh my goodness, we're going in through the wormhole.
Hey,
hello, Rick. Welcome back.
So that was a full 2 hours, and that's not everything. And remember, those are just things. A lot of that is just stuff we found on Google.
Oh yeah, we didn't even get to like. We could have pulled up all the TransTech stuff. I mean. Mm-hmm. It gets there's a lot of stuff out there if you do your digging.
Well, there is actually some more G2 stuff we didn't even touch either. There's a lot that a lot of people have never seen, or you know, if they have seen it, it doesn't get a lot of attention. So,
but yeah, it's it just goes to show you just how and a lot of the times it's because a line is ending and a new line is starting that you get all this stuff that. Oftentimes we do get to see, like, we'll see stuff at Toy Fair, we'll see stuff at, at BotCon even, that just never makes it into actual retail stores, and it's like, whatever happened to that piece? It's always interesting to find out why that never happened, and sometimes we just never find out. Anyone have any last thoughts? Before we wrap up, it sounds like a big old.
I mean, I am ready for honest, that.
what I would like to basically say to you know everybody out there, if you guys happen to run across anything that's odd that we haven't seen, or you guys want to share, just share it on our Facebook, and we'll try to get it out there even further for you guys, so everybody in the Transformer universe can find out about this stuff. Might have a story that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm. Hey, real quick, back to this thing here.
Yep.
All right. This Megatron Rising set, someone asked, Tobias, I think it was you, were these the combining ones? It looks like they actually are the combining ones. Three of them are.
Are they?
Three of them are combining. Another one is not.
That means there's an incomplete Devastator.
Can you show the back of the box again? Well, let me click over to it.
So this one combines, and if you look at the package...
Yeah, that definitely looks like the one...
You actually see the Devastator face right there.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And look at how this guy is put in the package.
Oh, yeah. It's
like, he almost is the foot, and then this
So which one is it that's not the combining?
This is not the combining. Wait, over here.
Oh, no, it's the
the regular
long haul.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I think every single one of those had their own individual non-combining figure. They pulled the pieces of the combiner out to put it into that pack.
Yeah, it's just. Probably just a miscommunication somewhere.
Wow.
Cool.
All right. Well, this has been episode 201 of TFYLP.
Entitled No Pants.
Yeah, No Pants.
No pants.
You guys can't prove it that we are not wearing pants.
No shoes, no pants, no problem.
But, yeah, we're just going to end it on that, I think. So, yeah. Good night, everybody.
I'm going to have some more beer.
I think you're going to need it.
Coca-Cola.
This has been Transformers for your listening pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening. And we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.